We got the juice. We're gonna get you loose. We got the tea. This side for you. I can say she is Tam. You're on the taking Tam show.
You better sing, boy.
Yes, episode 2, season 1. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Tonight is just going to be strictly hot topics and, you know, entertainment topics. But before we start, let us send our condolences and light and love to the family of Mr. Joe Jackson. He did pass away today.
Absolutely. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to him. Like we said, sending light and love to his family. The next thing that we're going to talk about, hot off the press, is the Lee Daniels fiasco number. What is this, take 3?
Yeah, by this time. Okay. By this time.
A little backstory. We're all familiar with the Monique, Lee Daniels, Monique husband, Tyler Perry, Oprah saga. Well, just yesterday, Monique, well, they say it was Monique, there was a recording leaked of a conversation between Monique, Tyler Perry, and Monique's husband, Sydney. And in the conversation, Tyler Perry basically admitted his fault in the situation concerning Precious and everything like that, and promised to send Monique some money from some proceedings, from some funding or whatever. I don't know what happened with that money. Don't know if Monique got it, but that was the conversation. Conveniently, the next day, which was today, a video was leaked of Dame Dash basically pulling up on Lee Daniels and telling him, run me my money. Whoever the petty person was that recorded it, they got a little bit of the audio. And it's basically Dame Dash saying, you know, listen, I lent you this money to kickstart off your career. You made money. You didn't even invite me to concerning, you know, the movies and everything like that. And it's time for you to run me my money, bruh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He says, well, you know, you can call me. Now, mind you, when the Monique fiasco was going on, Lee Daniels was so very vocal about how he felt about Monique.
Yep.
If I'm correct, Tay, just correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he call Monique out of her name?
Yes.
Right. And told her basically to have several seats in the back of a movie theater where one of his movies was playing that she wasn't going to get no money off of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
he was very nasty about it. Very nasty about the situation.
Yeah, but today he didn't have too much to say. I noticed that.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I know that, Tay, we have had a conversation about how a lot of people were quick to turn on Monique.
Hell yeah.
In that
situation. Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how they react to Damon Dash and Lee Daniels. So far, I've heard, oh, Damon was right. He was right. He was right. Why do you think Monique didn't get the same support?
You know, the people amaze me at this point. My thing is, Monique been called this shit out. She been called it out. But when you have, and this goes back to me saying, when you have people in power, let's think about it. Oprah, a woman of power. In Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Tyler Perry, mm-hmm. a man of power in Hollywood. Lee Daniels, a man in power in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when people speak out against these people or say something, you know, in direct of these people, nobody believes them. Everybody wanted to holler, oh, Monique needs to shut up. She should just sit her fat ass down and mind her business and you know, things like that. And it's just
She should just take the Netflix money. Mm-hmm.
She should just take the money and be quiet because first of all, she hasn't even done a movie. What has she done lately? That's what everyone was saying.
Right.
What has she done lately? You know, basically discrediting this woman and her accomplishments and everything that she has done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, Monique already said this. Now everybody want to holler, oh, Dame got him. Dame put him in his place. This, that, and the third. And, you know, and it's like, it didn't even have to take Dame. Monique already told you guys what was going on. And no one wanted to believe. Let me tell you, I've been a supporter of Monique since day one. I'm here for it. I love the fact that she's an outspoken Black woman, and she does not sit down and shut up.
Right.
We've been designed, and we've been conditioned to sit back and shut up and take it. And I love the fact that Monique doesn't do that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do you think the fact that there was actual visual evidence and audio between, you know, with the exchange between Damon and Lee Daniels, do you think that played a part in the public, you know, swaying more to his side? Or do you think even if he had just came out and basically gave his account of what happened, they would have still been on his side? How do you feel about that?
I do. Sadly, I do believe that. I do believe that that was what persuaded everyone to now hop on a bandwagon. I do believe that. Because that there was videos and, you know, Monique wasn't really given anything about what really happened at that time. Like, we didn't get a visual from her. We just got her mouth. We just got it coming out of her mouth. But yeah, sadly, I do believe that. I do believe that. And I think it's sad.
I mean, you know, is it not enough that Jay-Z done ran off with Dame money and his whole damn empire? I mean, and here you come, Lee Daniels. You just going to snatch the little bit that he got left. You know what I'm saying? And just hightail it on out of here and not run this brother his money.
Right.
I mean, I applaud Dame for not pulling up on pulling up on Lee in the fashion that I know he could have.
Yeah, because it could have went a whole nother way, and I'm glad that it didn't escalate. But Lee Daniels, get that man his money. You got the money. You need to get that man his money. Period.
You should call Monique, so you got the money.
You got the money. And you know, and that's why we're talking about that. Let's talk about how Tyler Perry basically knew what Monique was saying on that phone when she recorded him. He knew what she was saying was right. He even indeed turned around and said, I will compensate you. Tyler Perry, get that woman her money. Y'all stop playing with this woman. This woman, Monique is a legend in the game. I don't care what nobody, you know, because these young kids always like to holler. You know, the younger generation love to holler. Oh, What has she done?
Right. Monique has done a lot. Do your research. Y'all love to Google things. Go ahead and Google that and get back to us. But we're definitely going to keep our eye and see if everybody gets run they guap. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. run me my money. Run me my money. Run me my money. Seriously. You know, cut that girl her check. Cut her her check. And Lee Daniels, you cut Damon Dash his check and you do it immediately.
Exactly. How soon does he need to do it, Tay?
Immediately. Immediately. Immediately.
But like I said, we're going to keep our eye on that. And we're going to move on to the next topic. And let's get into our favorite show of the season, Basketball Wives.
LA!
LA.
My favorite franchise.
Yeah, I took a break from this show a couple seasons ago when I just started watching again last season.
Right.
It was here and there, but I'm definitely going to have to view this season consistently because I see that they are showing their asses.
They're on
their ass
in a complete monkey. Do you hear me? A complete monkey.
From this episode, a couple things stood out for us. Let's take the light work, as I'll call it first. Let's talk about the newcomer, OG.
Wait a minute.
Why did you instantly laugh, Tay?
Okay. You know, I'm not trying to pick on the young lady. But I will say, it's got to be embarrassing at this point to, you know, be on a cast. I mean, you got even Jackie done stepped up her game this season with the looks, wearing nice clothes and things like that. And, you know, she done stepped up her fashion game a little bit, you know, as opposed from first season. And it's just, you know, the way she, the way OG gets on there looking does not make any sense. It doesn't. I'm sorry. Baby girl was on there. Wig was in the middle of her, to the back of her damn head. And I'm like, oh my God. And you would get on TV. You would get on national TV, television, looking like that. Like, my thing is,
securing it too.
And then had the nerve to come for my baby girl, Malaysia Pargo. And you know, Malaysia's the baddest on the show, in my opinion. I think Malaysia's the baddest on the show. And my thing, she had the nerve to come from Malaysia. And it's like, baby girl, but your wig is sitting in the middle of your head. Push it down some.
You refuse to adjust it. And I just don't understand. That
and she thought it was cute with the smiling and the giggling and stuff. I'm like, girl, you look a fool. Get off TV looking like this.
I know in this particular episode, it really disturbed my soul how I was able to notice the I don't know if it's an age difference, but visually, it looks like it's an age difference between her and her boyfriend. She looks like his mama, and she sounded like his mama.
Yeah, yeah.
She's basically trying to coerce this young man into marrying her.
That's how I took it. That's exactly how I took it.
Ladies, if you have to convince him, he don't want it, girl.
I'm trying to tell you. That nigga looked the whole left way.
Listen, as if he couldn't turn his head fast enough from her.
He was uninterested. He was definitely uninterested.
They've dated for 4 years, she said.
And if he...
Let me tell you something.
Lord.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if he ain't came close...
Right. You were going to say what I was going to say.
At least... proposing,
right,
and ain't saying nothing about having no child, then the chances are he doesn't want one. And so at this point, you have to make the conscious decision to let it go, because even looking at them talking and their chemistry, he doesn't seem that into her.
He doesn't. And you know, not only does he not seem that into her, see, ladies, we make this mistake of not setting our standards and our expectations at the start of these relationships. There's no way in hell this man should have felt comfortable enough to date her for 4 years without even the mention of matrimony.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense at all. And now you want to kind of clean it up for TV purposes and say,
right,
I want to get married and I want to have a baby and I'm going to, girl, where was all this ambition before y'all got on the show? You can't move on to those things until you call Monica and Tamia's stylist and get yourself together. And she can definitely help you out. And maybe then this plan that you have to trap this man, because I feel like it's a trap.
Sounded like one.
Maybe then it will work, OG. But you know, I'm gonna pray about it, girl.
Wait a minute. Let me just ask this. How old is she? Does anyone know?
I'm not sure how old she is. And I probably should have did a little research on that. But like I said, I do know.
She gives me 49. Her wig look like it's 50. Her outfits look like it's 65.
And what are her shoes serving, Tay? And what are her shoes serving? What year?
62. Okay? Like, I need the girl. First of all, Shawnee, I don't know what you're doing, but come on, you got the cast. Everybody be looking good. Evelyn, now let me just say this. I'm not the biggest Evelyn Lozada fan, but what I will say is every confessional look, she kills it. Like, she always looks good. Jen is a hit. Let me just run down their fashions. Jen is a hit and miss. Tammy has really picked up her game a lot. She looks good. Malaysia always kills it for me. The new girl, Kristen, she all right. the Asian chick, she's all right. OG is the worst looking one on the cast. And I'm like, come on now. It's, I mean, she got on there just looking about dry. and her hands were ashy, her legs were ashy. I need Shani to do something about. I know the rest of the ladies get styled or whatever. She need to do something about OG. Y'all got OG on the show looking. OG on the show looking like a fool. We gotta take a quick commercial break, y'all.